Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Debbie Gangish of the Petawitz Group, and welcome to Ignite, the Demand Generation Series for today's B2B marketer. This innovative series brings you insight and ideas that you can put into use immediately to make a measurable impact on your company. Today, we'll be taking a look at a really cool technology called iCentera. And just to give you an idea of what it's about, their tagline is the coolest tagline in the industry. It's Portals for Mortals. And our guest, Craig Nelson, will be sharing with us really smart and really easy ways to use what I call these instant portals to help generate high-quality leads and pull opportunities through the funnel faster. And I have to tell you that I have personally used this technology and had a great impact on my own lead generation efforts. But before we start talking to Craig, let me tell you a little bit about him. Craig Nelson is currently the co-founder and CEO of iCentera, and he is a seasoned software professional with over 20 years of experience. For the last 15 years, Craig has dedicated his efforts to enabling companies to more effectively market and sell. And he uses a term in the market now called sales enablement. And if you haven't heard this term before, you're going to be hearing a whole lot more about that. Craig has held a variety of leadership roles and has been instrumental in the growth of several startup companies. As the senior director of worldwide sales operations for NetIQ, the company grew license revenues from $8 million pre-IPO to over $320 million to become an industry-leading publicly traded software company. Prior to his work with NetIQ, Craig put in place a sales enablement system that helped launch another software company, LBMS, which then went public on NASDAQ and was subsequently sold to Platinum Technology. So, Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Debbie, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. I have to tell our listeners that the first time I met Craig was 3 years ago, and I believe it was at Dreamforce. And I had not bought iCentera yet, but a few people that I really respected in the industry, when I told them what I was trying to do with lead generation and lead incubation, they said, well, you know, you really need to talk to iCentera. So I was able to meet Craig at Dreamforce, and I think he was surprised because I was so fascinated by what they did. I had been all over his website, and I knew about as much about his business as he knew about his business. Do you recall that conversation, Craig?
It was very impressive. I think I wanted to hire you right on the spot.
And all I wanted to do was to buy the software and get it done. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about iCentera, and what is the value proposition for lead generation marketers, and why is this so hot right now?
Certainly. What I'd like to do is kind of give a quick overview of the company itself. We are a software as a service. Provider, and what that allows our clients to do is to take advantage of our technology literally overnight. So when you came by the booth that day, you know, we could have actually had you up and online and operational within 24 to 48 hours, and that's, you know, sort of core to our value proposition. And when we started the company, we wanted to come out with a value proposition that was easy to use, hence our Portals for Mortals tagline. So we truly wanted to empower the business user, and we didn't want to come out with a technology that was generic. We wanted it to apply to a very specific business problem, and the one that you mentioned here, lead generation, lead incubation, whatever you want to call it, basically we wanted to build a solution whereby somebody in marketing could plug it in very quickly and begin to derive value for a very specific business problem, that is demand generation. And since launching the company in 2003, we have to date, well over 10,000 of these portals in place, Debbie. And for the most part, those portals are driven by business users out of marketing, in some cases sales and sales ops. But the intent is to get more messaging out to more people and create sales-ready leads.
So give us some examples of how you've seen this Portals for Mortals being used for specific lead generation efforts.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we tend to do with clients when we first start talking to them is kind of go through a day in the life of working that the funnel, so to speak, and that is the lead that you'll find at a trade show or an event, and putting that lead on a portal. And a portal is a much richer experience than, let's say, a landing page or you know, certainly an email. It's going to be something that's targeted to the event. So, for example, we just recently came off the Salesforce.com Dreamforce event, and anybody we talked to during the course of that event, which was hundreds of people, will sit on one of our very targeted, this is a targeted event portal for Dreamforce 2008 portal, and they'll sit on that portal, Debbie, with messaging going out to them periodically, and we come up with a drip marketing strategy to drive people to the portal. And once they're there, we can then do very targeted messaging because we know who they are, typically marketing and sales executives. We know they have Salesforce.com. So that helps us to better target the messaging information that goes to them. And then ultimately, as they are clicking into this portal experience, we're tracking their behavior. And in the end, analytics, knowledge is power, as they say, right? And if we can derive off of people being on an event portal weeks, months later, more intelligence, that helps us to better understand the quality of that lead.
Great. That's a great example. Many of our listeners actually do a good number of live events. One of the questions that I recently heard when I was telling someone about this is, what is the experience for the end user like? So what is the difference if after a live event you send me an email and then I click on something in the email and it takes me to a landing page? What is the experience of being on a landing page? How is that different from being in this portal?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we want in this case here to make sure that we convey through the portal technology we brought to market here is it's much more than just a one-way push of information. We want it to be highly collaborative. And what I mean by that is if somebody clicks into the portal, they might draw information, let's say a white paper on a very specific topic, and now they want to be able to converse on that topic. So we may turn on the capability to do a discussion forum or maybe even running a simple blog off of the portal. We give people the ability to rate information, provide feedback on information. In the end, what we want to do is we want to get closer to the buyer. And even though the buyer is very early on in the buying cycle, if you will, looking at it from that perspective, the more we can learn about their interest level, what solution they're interested in, what product, maybe what concerns or worries they have before they engage in our selling cycle, anything we can do to derive something about them by making it a collaborative portal, the more the better. And what we're finding now is that companies will take that idea and they'll take it to the next step. And then what I mean by that is, let's say that you have somebody that came to the event, spent maybe 5 minutes with you at the booth. You're lucky if you have 5 minutes with somebody there. You're now post-event several months later. They don't have a budget yet, but now it's 6 months later, they do have a budget. You're still messaging to them. Now you've engaged. Now you've aligned. You're selling to the buyer. And then at that point, you may spin up a second portal for that individual, very specific to their needs. And again, we don't want that landing page to be it. We want there to be discussion forums, feedback area. We may want to convey to them who the selling team is, whether it be a sales rep, a product manager, or somebody else in our organization. We want there to be a better relationship as a result of this portal experience.
There's two follow-up questions to that. So let me ask the first one and also make a comment. Again, having actually implemented iCentera as a lead generation solution in my last company, one of the things that we would use the portal for is to, once someone became interested in our solution, get a complex solution. So we knew we would always have to involve a lot of different people. And typically, you may be only working with two or three people in that sales process, or maybe three or four that you don't know about. And part of the way that we would actually use the portal was a way to find out additional people who were interested and who were influencing the solution. But the rich environment that it created while you were nurturing this, so imagine you've got an email drip that's going out, and then when they click on the link, it takes them back to their custom portal every single time. So it's not a bunch of disparate emails that may land on a single landing page. It's actually taking you into a rich portal environment that is marketing to you, that is sensitive to what your needs are. And so, again, big, big difference between creating a landing page for somebody and creating that portal environment for somebody. So, Craig, how long does it take to set up one of these portals? Because, you know, marketing's busy. They don't have a whole lot of time. How long and how complex is it to set up a portal?
Right, and that's probably one of the key differentiators between an iCentera solution and possibly something built in-house. And, you know, it's not as if this concept is necessarily a new one. Companies that have been real savvy in marketing, not just to, you know, a big broad group of people that came to your event or a webcast, but also one-to-one marketing with some of their larger revenue opportunities, they've been doing this manually and building the portals meant going to IT. And then when you wanted to update the portal and you wanted some analytics against it, again, you went to IT. All of that is handled by the service, and it's all wizard-driven. In other words, let's say that coming off to today's call, we had somebody call in. We could basically have a portal up and operational within minutes. We would want to draw into that portal anybody who we're selling to in that account. And as you mentioned, you might be selling to one person that first week, but within weeks or months, now you have 5 to 10 people you're selling at that account. All of them would be on this portal. We see, and we've got over 10,000 of these today, so we've got great sample information out there. We see marketing executives doing product launch portals to broad audience, creating these in minutes, salespeople creating them for their large revenue opportunities and other revenue opportunities. And the key thing is this. What companies will do is they'll come up with a drip marketing strategy on these portals. So you're constantly staying top of mind because, again, you want to be able to use these to target certain buyers and then draw the analytics, again, not having to go to IT, so that let's use an example. I create a portal for somebody who calls after this discussion here today. A week from today, they're on the portal. I receive an email that says that right now Debbie is on my portal, and here's what she's looking at. And so I've got intelligence now to make the connection to that person. And we see some of our people using the technology today creating portals for many different opportunities of theirs. In so doing, they're broadening their selling opportunities. In other words, they're selling to more people.
Absolutely. And again, I can attest for how easy they are to set up. And again, when I used them, we had actually set up different portal types around verticals. We had a complex sales cycle. And so, for example, we had one portal that was set up for telco, another portal that was set up for banks. We had another portal set up for health. And whenever we began any type of engagement around a major opportunity, the sales rep would come to marketing and say, I need this set up. We would have it set up in a matter of minutes. And then again, all that communication happens via the portal. So it gives that prospect and that customer a richer environment to interact with. And then to Craig's point, you have all the tracking. So you know who's there. You know what they're interested in. You know where they're going and how long they're staying. So, again, it's just the whole idea of a landing page, but just so much more because of all the richness that can happen within that environment. So what have you seen as far as one of the things that you mentioned just a moment ago, Craig, was you said that salespeople are also using the portal. So how are salespeople using these portals?
Certainly. We've got several clients now that have enabled both sides of the house, marketing and sales, and ultimately the two work in tandem. And what's interesting is to watch is that, let's take it through the funnel, so to speak, here again. You know, let's say somebody's now a lead off of an event, and that lead now has converted into an opportunity, and it sits in your CRM. At that point, marketing could commission that portal within a couple of minutes, or the salesperson who owns the account could do it. And in many cases, it'll end up being one of those two parties, but then both will be on the portal because what you're doing is you're assembling a team of people within your company, as you mentioned earlier, to sell to that account. And once the salesperson now, let's say, is creating the portal, over time what they're doing is they're continuing to refine the message for that client. And this is where we get into it's great to have a sales-ready lead. You know that person's been on the portal. You know what they've looked at. But now what you're doing is you're making sure that person who's selling to the account, right, sales readiness is sort of the overriding banner here on this point, they're ready to work that lead. In other words, they're able to publish customer stories pertaining to that prospect. They might have a battle card that gives them information about how to work that prospect in light of a certain competitor. So we're equipping that salesperson now with information so they can effectively do all of the messaging to that one client. In the form of sales-ready content they're now using, also some background information to help them work that account. And a real key payoff here to the sales staff, and then in turn ultimately the marketing staff, is they learn the behavior firsthand. They'll see that the account has downloaded a white paper. They get on the phone with that person and say, right, so you've downloaded this white paper. Do you have any questions about it? And in that kind of interaction, ultimately, will establish a better relationship. And in the end, it's all about advancing the opportunity. And when marketing and sales is working together, and this has been always a great divide, right, Debbie? And that's the bridge between marketing and sales. If you can cross that bridge and marketing is now giving the messaging that's helping a salesperson to advance the deal, and they're both, marketing and sales, that is, seeing the activity against that portal live, and then ultimately, let's say there's closure on that lead, now what we're seeing is the lead going into a sales-ready lead, going into a sales portal, to being now a closed account. So now marketing has an understanding of their relevance or impact, if you will, on the deal, right, having enabled the salesperson. Now the salesperson feels more comfortable that all the messaging that they're drawing out of marketing is current, it's live, it's updated, and that's one more reason why a lot of our clients are now, and it doesn't matter, you could be going green or not going green, but they're going online, right? They're doing all their messaging now electronically.
Absolutely. And that sales and marketing alignment, as you were saying, Craig, is so absolutely critical. And the companies that do the best job of lead generation, i.e. lead generation that impacts revenue, sales and marketing has a very tight-knit relationship. And the other thing that I'd say about iCenterra is that as you take a look at any lead generation program, how do you knit into that social media, i.e. collaboration? And, you know, you can send out emails and you can track behavior to that, but if you really want to take your lead generation effort up about 25 notches, if you really want to be more succinct and do a better job of creating that online personal relationship, by driving that traffic to a custom portal that makes that individual feel like you really know them and you really understand them, it just takes your demand generation, your lead generation efforts really just to the next level, in my opinion. And again, I've bought it and I've seen that actually work. Well, Craig, one of the terms that I had used in the introduction, and I don't know if you've actually used the term in our interview so far, but it's one that I'm hearing a lot of in the market these days, and it's the term sales enablement. So maybe right. You can tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, that's actually a term we've been using, and the founders of the company have been using for about the last 20 years to date ourselves here. We've been talking about that forever and putting in place, I guess, an informal practice, sales intranets, which are now becoming sales enablement sites. We've been putting in place demand generation portals for quite a long time, and the sort of driver behind this was growing companies and putting in place sort of the foundation, if you will, prior to going public, something that would help us scale. And when you're going from 5 to 50 reps, 50 reps to 500 reps, it's absolutely essential that the people that you're ramping, product management, marketing, and sales, all have a system to make sure that they're going to be successful, and then ultimately a system that tells them where they stand. In other words, if I'm in product management, if I'm in marketing, and I'm producing content that simply is not used, not relevant, everybody loses. And when we came up with this concept years ago and we started tying analytics into it, we began to very quickly see of all of the content that we produce, and in some of our past companies, we had literally thousands of documents, Debbie, and you know it's painstaking to build 20 competitive docs, 50 white papers, and not know how it's being used. So this idea has been refined over many, many years, and when we brought this to market in 2003, we found an audience that was very receptive. They wanted to take their sales intranets, their partner extranets, their demand generation extranets to the next level. And what I mean by that, they wanted automated content management. They wanted the content to be fresh, and they wanted to be able to update it literally in three clicks. Number two, they wanted portals that adapted to the audience that in that case they were talking to. So a salesperson sees one view, a partner sees another, a gold level versus silver level partner sees two different, and then a prospect might see even a different portal view. So you have to have portal technology that basically serves a bit of like a chameleon, right, adapts to the audience. And then the third part of it, and these three are critical, they all have to be tied together, and that's analytics being a byproduct. if you now have the wherewithal to bring somebody to a portal and you're not tracking them, to me that's a crime because it's a missed opportunity. You've got all of this information that you can glean off of people being on your websites. So back to the sales enablement concept. Imagine if your marketing organization is now providing content and you're now learning about whether or not that content is relevant to deals. Secondly, imagine if with your sales organization, you're ramping your sales organization 30, 40, maybe 50% quicker because you're guiding them to the right content to use for that opportunity. Right? If you can tie those two groups. And now there's a third leg to this too, Debbie, that I wanted to make sure that I got in on today's call. We're seeing in today's economy people marketing not just a new prospect but aggressively going after their current clients to retain them and expand business. We're seeing now a nice surge of portals that are being put in place for not just their large, you know, top 10 revenue clients, but their top 100, top 200 revenue clients, putting in place a messaging vehicle specific to their clients and their needs will build better bridges with clients they already have. So back to sales enablement. It's been a vision we've been working on for many years. It's what we brought to market in 2003. We've got roughly today about 125,000 subscribers, and when we talk to these subscribers and we understand what their needs are, if it helps build our value proposition around sales enablement, we're willing to listen. But that is our focus.
So, Craig, as you go out and you talk to the market, and clearly there's so many different ways that the iCentera solution can be used across the continuum, you know, from early leads into opportunities with marketing, with sales. But as you go out and you work with marketing and you work with them around the concept of sales enablement, what is the number one reason they buy iCentera? What is the number one problem they are addressing?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think with a lot of companies, and we're talking, you know, today, 2008, late 2008, we know the sort of state of affairs in the economy is marketing wants to be more relevant. They want to create sales-ready leads. They want to enable sales to be sales-optimized. In other words, they know how to work those leads. Those are two things that we're seeing in every new opportunity and every client we're currently working. And then sort of coming down the list of other reasons here, they want to be able to message in a way that's different than their competition. And if you can create an experience whereby it's a one-to-one experience for everybody who attended a show and saw your company or a particular prospect or a particular customer, if you could create that one-on-one marketing experience, and that's been a bit of a dream in the past, right, because building intranets, building extranets wasn't easy. It was very challenging. But now if you can do it, and you can do it based on company-sanctioned content, protecting the company's brand, if you can do one-to-one marketing, again, adding relevance to the sales organization, that's a real big win.
That's a huge win, especially in this economy today. You know, it's so the market is so much more competitive because there just aren't as many deals to go out and get as there was even 18 months ago. And so you win by inches. And so as part of that, you know, that extra inch that you're able to give in the relationship is a unique experience. I mean, that's how you win. So I think that is absolutely great insight. Well, we probably have a lot of listeners who have, you know, worked with web pages, who have worked with landing pages, who have worked with different things. But as you take a look at the portal concept, especially as it's envisioned and as it is solutioned by iCentera, and also as you take a look at the economy, Craig, what advice would you give to the marketer who's looking at an iCentera solution, a portal technology solution? What advice would you give them?
Well, a couple things. What we like to encourage our clients to do is, to use that old term, you know, don't try to boil the ocean with this new idea of using a tailored portal for all the audiences I've talked about on the call today so far. But instead, pick an audience. Pick an audience that's absolutely critical at where you're going to get the biggest return on your messaging to. And let's say that, you know, is you want to get better at messaging to your folks that are coming to your events, right? Start building event portals. Or let's say that you want to make sure that your sales organization is sales ready. So you want to build a better sales intranet. And then a third, starting point. These are sort of the top three. The third is, let's say you want to get better at messaging to your current clients because you want to be able to ensure you retain them in this tough economy, or sell more and sell them more, I should say. And we encourage companies strongly, get started in one of those three areas. You know, at the front of the funnel or the back end, if you will, the customer side, start messaging through portals, gain a better understanding of the value that it's going to provide to your company, and then expand. And we've seen companies start off where they'll say, all right, Debbie, we want to get started with 5 portals in the first year. We come back 6 months later, they've got 50 portals, you know, 100
wow.
portals. But you got to get started. And we've got companies that have, you know, anywhere between 50 to 100 content items. Let's say it's an emerging software company, to some of the largest in the world now, companies like Infor, who have thousands and thousands of content items, a ton of content being streamed to almost 10,000 people in their staff and thousands of people outside of their organization. You know, those companies would get started, but expands very rapidly. But if you don't put a stake in the ground and go after this concept of one-to-one marketing through portals somewhere, it'll always be one of those ideas that sits in your mind but doesn't get executed upon.
And I love the idea, and I really love the piece of advice around, you know, given the current economy, where can you make the biggest impact? And in a lot of cases, and where clients do a really bad job is messaging to their current customers, because no one's going to be more loyal. You have your biggest opportunities to sell within your current client base. And yet, I would probably say 80% of the companies that I know that we work with at the Pedowitz Group, quite often marketing is tasked with going out and finding net new business. And really no one is paying a whole lot of attention to the current client base. And especially if you're selling software as a service, you know, having that kind of loyalty, because those subscriptions come up quite frequently, you know, that could be a great strategy for 2009. It's just this portal strategy just to focus on your current customers. But I also really like it a lot for the live events as well. Because, again, I can't tell you, I mean, people, marketing groups spend all this time and money just on logistics, just getting there. And then they take an Excel spreadsheet and they give a bunch of leads over to sales. And then sales says, these aren't qualified. And then you have a not-so-nice discussion between sales and marketing. And, again, having seen how these event portals can work, they're such a great way and a very unique way to engage prospects before, during, and also after the event. So I think those are two really, really smart ideas and two ways that people could make a big impact, a measurable impact in their organization by using the iCentera solution to hold portals for mortals. So, well, Craig, you have been absolutely delightful to talk to today, but we have to tell our listeners how they can find out more about iCentera.
I'm certainly glad you asked that question, Debbie. So the way to find out more about iCentera, a couple ways. Go to iCentera.com or salesenablement.com. It'll bring you to the same destination. That'll be our public website. You could also give us a call directly at 866-566-1288, and we'll immediately do a quick follow-up with you. Oftentimes, we'll spend some time doing exactly what we just talked about, Debbie, on that first call with a client, a prospective client, I should say, just understanding what are your messaging needs. You know, is it at the front end of the funnel, mid to your customer base? That'll normally trigger a much further discussion, further in-depth discussion around not just what we offer from a company technology perspective, but also from a best practice perspective. We take great pride in our 20 years of experience doing sales enablement, and we'd like to come into your organization and specifically target a point of pain, if you will, for messaging and create success. So if you have a chance for outreach over to iCentera, we'll do a webcast with y'all. And with that, Debbie, is there anything else you need to know from iCentera?
Well, the only thing I'll tell the listeners is the other really cool thing that they'll do is while you're on the phone with them, they will create a little custom portal for you. It takes them, I think, 2 minutes to do. And so as you are getting information and having conversations with iCentera, you will get to experience what participating in a portal feels like. And I know that was one of the things that when I was interacting with iCentera that I absolutely loved. they modeled selling to me the way I wanted our salespeople and the way I wanted our lead generation people actually interacting with our prospective customers as well. So that is a great experience that you can get from iCentera. So, well, again, Craig, thank you so much. Again, you can go to iCentera.com. That's I-C-E-N-T-E-R-A. Please check out the site. Again, I think that using this type of portal technology really can take your demand generation efforts to the next level. So thank you for joining us today, Craig.
Thank you, Debbie.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend. Bye now.
Bye-bye.